again. All right then, lovely weather, isn't it?
Absolutely beautiful weather, Johnny. Great weather to be out in the garden.
Okay, by the way, I was up at Kirkpatrick yesterday and you came to mind and I was on my mind. I said, on the way down now, I'm going to pick these and I'm going to bring them in tomorrow. And when Kieran's here, I'm going to ask him as to what these are. On the way up the Reek, anyways, I took a shortcut. Well, if you can't take a shortcut on the Reek, it's another way I go up. When you get to the flat part of the Reek, there's another way I go up, right? I don't go the main path. And when you're going to the top, obviously. And on that part of the Reek, there's kind of it's a boggy area.
Yeah.
You know, it's very soft underfooting. And I suppose is it possible for a boggy area to be up that high?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, but there's these little red things. They're small, pure tomato red, but they were so small and tiny and miniature. You know, when you pick them, they're just like a dot of a red biro, like, you know.
Right.
And they were in clusters. And I said, God, if I pick these now, they'll be all broken and everything. I get them on the way down. And then I completely forgot about it.
All right.
But I was thinking, I said, God, what could they be? Because they were lovely, lovely red shooting out of the bogland, we'll say.
Right, in the bogland. I've no idea.
Yeah.
That's the honest and the short answer, Johnny.
Well, what could it be?
I'd have to see it. I mean, you get a lot of red moss type of things growing in the bog.
Yeah.
Or if it was on stony soil beside it, you might get a little thing called a sedum, which is usually green, but sometimes some of the leaves go red and they're fleshy and they'd almost look like berries, but they're actually leaves. Apart from that, I have no idea. You'll just have to go back up and get them for me, Johnny.
I certainly do that. And maybe take a picture.
Absolutely,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, with the weather being fine, Kieran, you've been busy in the garden.
I have indeed. And, you know, we've been waiting for this all through the last kind of 6 weeks or so. And we've been talking about, you know, don't put out your bedding plans too early. You might get frost. Well, of course, now is the time where we can. And what I did yesterday evening, I did what lots of other gardeners are probably going to do this weekend. I went to a garden centre, I bought a few plants and started planting up my patio pots.
Okay.
And what the plants, so ones which I picked up, just everybody will have their own favourites from the gardens. This is a little plant called Nemesia. It's a perennial Nemesia and it has a nice little scent.
Yeah.
It's called Poetry. And you can get them a Poetry Nemesia mix and you'll get them, some of them are kind of blue or pinky shades. That one which I got was a pure white one.
Yeah.
And it's a little bushy plant which will grow maybe 15 inches high or 12 inches high and about the same width. Great in a patio container because of flowers all summer long.
I like the way you call them, patio plants. Yeah.
Patio plants, yeah. Oh. What I mean by patio plants often is that they're not hardy, so it won't last maybe
outside,
all through the winter.
Yeah.
So they've been in a greenhouse now.
And you grow these in seed?
Well, we haven't. I bought those now from the garden centre.
Yeah, okay.
Now you could do them from cuttings if you want to overwinter them in a greenhouse later on, and we'll talk about that maybe later on in the summer about saving the plants for next year.
Okay.
Another one which I got, which is a real sunny flower. We had a relative of this in a couple of weeks ago, the osteospermum. So this is a more tender one. So again, a patio plant.
Osteospermum.
Osteospermum.
Swing purple.
It sounds like a throat disease. I always think of osteospermum or something. But a swing purple. It's a lovely dark purple or dark pink shade.
Is this the one you were telling me that closes up as well?
It does also, close up.
Yeah.
So you need to keep it for a pot, if you like, in a sunny position.
And there is a scent.
There's a little bit of a flowery scent from it as well. But again, like all these patio plants, flowering brilliantly all summer long. And another one which I got four altogether for quite a small pot, so I packed them in really close together. That's a plant called Brachys comae, strawberry pink. And again, it's a daisy type flower, much smaller than the osteospermum, but it's a small growing plant, only a few inches high, but it'll actually be smothered in those little pink daisies and will tumble over the side of the plant.
You seem to like the colour purple.
Well, I just picked the osteospermum first, and that was got the purple colours, and I picked then the other ones to go with it. So I have one other, which I don't have the flower, it wasn't enough to bring you, called it's called a trailing verbena pink twister. I have the picture on the label there for you, Johnny.
That's
which is a
nice,
white one with a pink centre. So I kept with sort of a pink and purple theme for the flowers in the pot. And I think it's a nice thing to do with the pots, is maybe pick a colour theme and you can do different pots for different colour themes. And they
flower all summer
indoor?
They will
keep going outside on the patio or in front of the house, on a windowsill, anywhere in the garden. And they will keep going in flower.
Hanging baskets.
Right through till October. Hanging baskets, particularly a trailing one like that verbena would be perfect in a hanging basket. It'll be really, really good.
Now, Herbs.
Well, the other thing, what I'm going to do for the windowsills at home is I'm going to have some patio plants, maybe some geraniums, but also we're going to plant some herbs on the windowsill. And it's a great place to grow your herbs. First of all, it's warm, which lots of the herbs like. They get a little bit of shelter from the wind there. But also they're handy and convenient if you want to go out and pop some for when you're cooking. And one of my favourite herbs to use when cooking and also to grow in the garden as well, as not only in pots, is oregano. And this is a golden variety of oregano, and you're welcome to pinch a bit there and have a taste.
Can you?
Oh, absolutely. Oregano is often used in tomato dishes, so it's even great with ripe raw tomatoes, or if you're making a homemade pizza or pasta dish, you can just pinch off some shoots of that, chop them up and throw them into the dish. Mm. And they're really, really tasty.
Very
easy plant to grow. That's a hardy one. You can plant it out into the garden, and it's nice for edging borders or along a side of a path or somewhere like that, and it will have nice pink flowers later on in the summer too. So it's a great all-rounder.
Are the flowers edible?
The flowers are edible too, it's mainly for the foliage, which you would use it. Yeah. But a super plant, very easy to grow, and you'll get that in the garden centres this time of year, and you'll be able to divide it up and make more plants of it next year. So great
tastes
value.
Good as well.
And that's the golden oregano.
Golden
thyme. Thyme is another great versatile herb to have in the garden.
Is this the one Foster and Allen sang about? A bunch of thyme?
A bunch of thyme. It could well be. Maybe it wasn't a golden thyme. But thyme is a great herb. Very versatile. Used in lots of dishes. Even in the stuffing for chicken and things like that. Lemon and thyme go great together.
Minty then?
Not minty. Thymey.
Thymey. I'm trying to think.
Yeah. Little pink flowers on that.
It's unusual
as well. And thyme, you'd eat it, I suppose, more so with other things. So the thyme on its own is not so distinct.
That would be the taste now. That would be in one of those shakers we have at home.
Quite often, you'd have a drive in the kind of dried mixed herbs. Yeah. Thyme is usually in it.
By the way, do herbs taste a lot different if they're dried out? No,
some do, some don't, and it's a good way of preserving them. Others like basil don't dry so well, while thyme and parsley do quite good. Rosemary
does well. I'm just thinking about here. I was speaking to a herbalist in the programme earlier on, a nutritionist. As I'm tasting these herbs that you have in front of me here today, I'm just thinking, a thought came to mind. Do you know, how do we find out what these are good for? Because I'm sure with the taste of that golden thyme there, must be good for something.
Yeah, well, they are. I mean, there is lots of information on the internet. You get books in the library about the benefits of herbs.
Yeah.
But of course, if you're to use them medicinally, it might be quite a different thing than to use them for cooking.
No.
And I'm not going to give any
advice.
This next one is rosemary.
Rosemary.
Okay, so rosemary, the plant is called Rosmarinus officinalis. It's a shrub which grows about 4 feet high, has blue flowers in the springtime.
Oh, yeah.
Lovely flavour.
Yeah.
That on your pork chops is gorgeous. Beautiful.
And how did they get the name rosemary?
I don't know. I don't know whether the plant or the person came first. But rosemary is a lovely shrub to have in the garden.
You know something? I've had that on pork chops.
Absolutely, definitely, you would have. And you know, the great thing is if you have these in the patio, in pots, if you're doing a bit of barbecuing in this good weather, you just throw your steak or cooking something on the pan, you can either put them directly onto the meat as you grill it, or even just to throw a bunch of them onto the charcoals.
Mm.
You get this scent and aroma from them.
Rosemary would be nice with meats then, I think.
Lovely with meats.
Chicken as well?
Chicken, anything like that,
It's lovely.
Absolutely fantastic. And of course, sage, if we're talking about with chicken, sage and onion stuffing.
Yeah.
That's a variegated sage.
I've never seen what sage looks like. Oh God, I see now. Yeah.
Well, it's usually more grey-green. That's a variety of it called tricolour.
It's kind of a two-colour leaf, that now. It's green and kind of creamy.
Green
on the
and cream. And actually, if you look at the edge, it has a little bit of kind of a purple edge.
It has,
and that sometimes is more pronounced as the leaves grow. Sage is a shrub, but you can grow it in a small pot for quite a while. Keep pinching away at it.
What would you put sage on now? I know doing up a salad
If you get some good pasta like tortellini, one of these stuffed ones or ravioli, and you cook those up, and the simplest dish with that is just some chopped sage in melted butter with your ravioli or tortellini, particularly like a cheese filled tortellini. Absolutely gorgeous. But it's traditionally used, of course, chicken and turkey stuffing, sage and onion stuffing. Absolutely.
That's true.
Versatile.
That is in stuffing.
And of course, parsley.
Now, we've got a big bunch of this at home.
Great. It's super.
Oh, that's like nettles there.
Well, look, we have two different types.
I'm just going to ask
you. We have the curly parsley, which is the one which we would have grown up. But then, kind of the posher one.
There's no scent of that.
Ah, there is. Give it a squeeze.
Oh, you have to squeeze it. Oh, yeah.
Crush the leaves.
Ah, you can... Oh, there is, yeah. A squeeze does the trick, eh?
That's the curly one. But this is the flat leaf one. So it sort of like came a bit more popular, sort of the posher one.
I'd be afraid
of
this one.
TV chefs and stuff. Oh, it's just the same.
And well, very similar. Do you have to squeeze as well, Robert?
Give it a crush.
Okay.
And,
that looks like a nettle now.
It looks more like a nettle. It's flatter leaves. But apparently in Italy they use that a lot more. But parsley is a great cooking herb. And it's one... Some herbs you add to a dish very late because they lose their flavour, but parsley is a great one. And you know what, if you want a quick snack, particularly in these hot summer days, and you want to do a quick meal, again a pasta dish where you just basically get a big bunch of parsley, you chop it up, you fry it in a bit of olive oil, add some salt, garlic and a pinch of chilies, and then toss your pasta in that. A very quick dish to prepare, and you can get the
Must be a great cook.
I like to cook. I like food, Johnny.
But I mean, with all the stuff that you have grown here, all the stuff you have in front of me, I'm sure they've loads of this in your garden.
Yeah.
And you know, it must give you the feel-good factor as well to go out there and start picking stuff that you grew, or yourself and your wife are growing, and use it in your dinner.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's convenient, great. But you hit upon the point there about the main thing why I say people should grow some of their own things. It's the feel-good factor. And it's not necessarily you're going to ever replace, you know, be self-sufficient with a small garden. But it is a great feel-good factor. Particularly in the weather like this, to grab something from the garden and cook it up
this time
with
of year,
a salad or whatever. It's
as
great.
You said, Kieran, there with the weather we're having at the moment, I mean, a lot of people now would be making salads, wouldn't they?
Absolutely, yeah. And again, some of those fresh herbs like oregano, and also we did mention chives, which we have here.
Yeah.
They've got the purple flowers and the green leaves. You've tasted
they're like
those
onions,
before.
Yeah.
Indeed. So, a pinch of leaf there.
Yeah, a pinch of leaf there.
That one there. And it has a lovely oniony flavour. So great to chop in into a salad or into your salad dressing with a bit of oil. Or later on in the summer, you'll be taking up the new potatoes, and chives are great on the new potatoes.
Do you know something? You won't believe this now. You might think I'm crazy. But I know I'm taking... This is chives, right? But I taste garlic.
You can... Yeah, slightly a garlicky flavour. Some chives, you can actually get a garlic chive as well.
That tastes really garlic. Did you taste it?
Yeah.
God, are you sure that's not a garlic chive? You
I
tell me
now.
I can taste garlic on that.
No, it's a chive. Definitely chive.
So, come here. Rita, come here.
Oh, Rita.
Garlic, yeah.
Actually, you were saying, like, also in the summers, then you want something, a nice refreshing drink. And if you make up some green tea and add some mint to it, this is Moroccan mint, and if you make up in a pot a bit of green tea, add some sprigs of fresh mint to it, it's a lovely refreshing drink. And it's what they drink a lot of in Morocco, of course, where it's hot all the time in the summer. The green tea combined with the mint gives you
a lovely
boost
mint.
And a great refreshing flavour.
That's nice. Is that easy grown here?
Mint is super easy to grow. In fact, it's almost too easy to grow. And the danger is when you plant it out into the garden that it grows too wide.
Does it?
So it's great to keep it in a pot.
Oh, that really is a minty. So
super flavour.
So you could put a leaf into a cuppa?
Well, a sprig like that, which has about 4 or 5
leaves.
Put it into a pot if you make a small pot of tea, and leave it stand for a few minutes and let the flavours really infuse into the tea. And drink it then with some people add sugar to it. In Morocco, they add loads of sugar to it.
That's lovely.
Nice, straight on. But great with green tea, especially, is how the Moroccans make it. And particularly when the weather is hot like this, it's very refreshing.
You know something? I'm just feeling the stem of it here. It's very strong.
It is. Mint is virtually indestructible.
It's hard to break it.
It is, yeah.
So,
look at the shape of it, it's square almost. And
it
that's what gives it its strength. It has these pillars.
I like the way you picked up on that.
Cells.
It's just like a matchstick.
Yeah.
Isn't it? The thickness of a matchstick.
And lots
so
of plants
strong.
Who have that kind of squareness in the stem, they often are very strong plants and they can resist wind and they don't break.
Do insects feed on these?
I'm sure insects do feed. Yeah. You'll see sometimes on an oregano or something, a snail has nibbled on it, or you get some green fly.
Do you know what I need to do? I know this. We're here in the studio in Arona, but I need to bring in some of the staff here and put them to the test before we finish up this conversation. These herbs now. Okay, I know what they are now because you've told me. Otherwise, I wouldn't have known, and I'm being very honest about that. So what we do is we do a test at one of the staff members there.
Taste test.
Kieran, that's fantastic. Now there's one here. What's that? Smeet. Sweet marjoram. I thought it was marijuana.
No, not at all. Now, there are two things here. Sweet marjoram, and we also have basil. And I've left these to last, because they're not so good. Not so good on the outside in the garden. Yeah. So basil and sweet marjoram, keep them on the windowsill, on a sunny window or in the greenhouse. Sweet marjoram has a little bit like an oregano, but a different flavour. Mm. But basil is a very popular one with tomatoes and things like that. It's a, kind of a hotter flavour.
Yeah.
Try a little pinch of the basil, lovely with tomatoes and great on salad, but not one for out of doors in the west of Ireland.
Okay. No comment.
You don't like the basil?
Not really,
you have
no.
to try it with tomatoes. Okay. That's the thing. And it's really super good then.
Okay, maybe we're doing a one. This young lady has just joined us here in the programme. We're doing a test, taste test. So, okay. So just sit there for a second, please. And we're going to have a taste test. Come on. No, she won't. Okay, we'll have to bring one of the staff members in. God, well, yeah. So we had golden thyme here, we had golden oregano, we had chives, parsley, sage, rosemary, sweet marjoram and basil.
Yeah, so we're in the herb garden today, Jenny.
We are. We are in the herb garden. By the way, you've got a compo for me. Oh, tell me about this blooms thing.
Next weekend, along we bank holiday weekend, for gardeners will probably be well aware that bloom, which is held in the Phoenix Park, starting on Thursday the 31st of May until the bank holiday Monday 4th of June. It's Ireland's biggest garden event of the year and also a great food fair too. And there'll be something like 27 show gardens. So you might have seen Chelsea Flower Show on the TV over the last week, but it's the Irish equivalent of the Chelsea Flower Show.
I'm just looking at press release here. Bloom.
Lots of plant sales and gardens to see, food
Ireland's
to taste.
Ireland's largest gardening food and family event, as you are saying, will take place in the Phoenix Park, Dublin, during the June bank holiday weekend for 5 days, from Thursday 31st of May to Monday the 4th of June. Bloom 2011 was the fifth year of the event, and to date has been the most successful yet. Bloom 2011 attracted almost 90,000 visitors to the 70-acre site at the Visitor Centre in the Phoenix Park in Dublin. It's something for everyone, and I suppose it's a great day out, isn't it?
Yeah, and we're going to be there, Johnny, with the garden school. And remember we had made paper pots on the show before, soda and nasturtium seeds. So we're doing that at Bloom, and we're in the kids' zone.
Okay.
So anybody who visits, they don't have to be a kid, can come along, make your paper pot, fill it with compost, sow a nasturtium seed and bring it home to grow.
Yeah.
So this is the nasturtium here, and you've eaten leaves of nasturtium. You've eaten the leaves of this earlier on, couple of weeks ago, with a nice peppery flavour. So one has actually flowered. So actually, I think this is one we sowed here in the studio way back in February in a paper pot, and you can see the remains of the paper pot and it's grown into its big pot now. So we'll be doing that all weekend, and anybody who wants to drop in, we'll get that.
Steve Wolf, our advertising executive here at the station, has just popped in. Steve, what we're doing is we're doing a tasting. What we call it again?
A herb tasting.
And you have got to guess. There's a couple of herbs there. It's just a bit of fun, right? You have to guess what they are. I know now because he told me.
Okay, so we go with five, right. Okay,
the most popular
number
ones.
One.
You taste,
You taste it there.
You tell us what they are. Okay, this is member staff now putting this.
The leafy bit there is the bit you want to...
I know what he's going to say anyways because...
That bit there. It's not tasting a lot, is he? That's a tiny little bit.
I'm very suspicious.
No, don't worry about it. All this is edible.
All very good. We're not going to poison you on
air. No, not going to poison you.
I would say that's... is that parsley?
That's parsley, yeah.
That's one. Huh? Okay, to get hard, that's the easy one.
You picked the wrong man here, by the way, guys, because... I've got a herb garden.
Surely know this one.
Okay, now he's got a herb garden. Okay,
so we'll see.
No, he's one out of one so far. We're going to give him five. We've 5 minutes left in
here. Hang on, here we go. The flavour's coming through now.
Yeah,
coming down through. Yeah.
I would say I would like this with lamb. This goes well with lamb.
Possibly.
Is it rosemary?
It is indeed.
And by the way, listeners, he's not looking at his sheet here, but I didn't realise he had a herb garden because, anyways, that's 2 out of 2 so far.
2 out of 2.
You've got to look at it. No, this is the one that I thought reminds me of garlic, this one does.
You're giving him a clue, maybe, there.
Yeah. Come on, Kieran. No. No. Tell me, Steve. I said
take a good bite of this one.
Yeah, yeah. I said to Kieran that reminds me of garlic. Do you get a garlic taste of that now?
Straight away when you bite into it, yeah.
Yeah, you think it's garlic, isn't it?
No, it's not garlic.
And I still think it's not garlic, no?
No.
There we are.
No, but I knew that anyway. He's
savouring away there. Yeah. You're gonna...
It's actually very... it's very Moorish.
Mm-hmm. Very what?
Moorish.
Moorish.
A few more there. Yeah. If you get them all, you can have some more.
Yeah. It's lovely. It's got a nice... it's not too potent, you know, it's not overly... It's not knocking your back on.
Okay, stop. What is this? Stop trying to buy time.
Yeah. Chives.
Very good.
Three out of three.
Okay,
now it gets harder. Okay, three out of three. We're going to catch this guy here, are we?
We might do. Well, I don't know.
This is the one now. He's smiling, by the way. When he's smiling now, I don't know. Okay. He's got three so far, so he knows these herbs. I did pick the wrong man. Okay, Steve.
Okay.
This would go well with chicken.
Goes well with chicken and lots of things,
I would use this in a Mediterranean cooking.
Oregano. Oregano, absolutely right. Okay, so here's the last one.
Oh, stop it. I can't believe he knows them all.
Well, he's a...
And the last one.
He has his herb garden.
I'll tell you what, he's up to surprise me now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
And the last one, Steve. This is for the car, by the way. A dinky.
The caravan. Look what good one.
Small dinky we got.
Lovely smell from that one, too.
All right. Mm-hmm. It's not marijuana now.
I notice how Steve, he speaks it too.
He knows the smell. He's breaking
like
the leaves as well.
The wine, and
he's breaking the leaves.
Texture,
he knows the crack, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And
let me see, this one's a bit more difficult.
You know what he's doing? He's just playing us out here now because he knows it is.
He's just building up the tension.
Yeah.
But it's not marjoram, that's for sure.
That's not marjoram, no.
No.
It's a form of mint, but I'm not sure which kind of mint it is.
No.
Give him three options.
I'll give you a clue. You would use it in Mediterranean cooking, tomatoes in particular, in the sauce, you'd get it like that.
Okay.
And let me think, a more kind of different clue. Think of Fawlty Towers.
Okay.
Let's give it away.
My mind's gone blank on this one, Johnny.
What was the name of the owner in Fawlty Towers?
Manuel.
No,
he was
the cook.
Him.
But was the man who owned it?
Basil,
exactly.
And I'll tell you, that didn't come across as but it didn't.
This is the basil here. You got the oregano. That's the new shoots of basil, and of course, it's lovely and fresh and straight from the tunnel.
Wow.
So it has a slightly different flavour than if you buy an older one or buy dried one. So you did well, 4 out of 5.
It did very well. It surprised me now. Good. I didn't realise that.
That's going to be a great episode. Guys.
By the way, that's it now. Fabulous. By God. Kieran, are we finished with our bits and pieces?
We were talking about the bloom. We're going to be there. And if anybody wants to come along, there are tickets, of course, on sale through the Bloom site, bloominthepark.com. And also there are some special offers available around in a number of the garden centres around. They have leaflets which are doing 2-for-1 offers. But we also have a pair of tickets to give away here on our show.
Oh, yes, for the Bloom,
So we have a question. You have the phone or text, you'll give out the number now in a moment for that. And you just, it's a very simple question, multiple choice, A or B. And the winner will be announced on Monday on your show, maybe at midday on Monday.
Okay.
And we'll post out the tickets so they can, certainly it'll have the option of any of the days to go. So the question is what seeds can everyone who visits the garden school in the kids' zone at Bloom sow?
Okay.
Is it A, nasturtium, or B, sunflower?
Okay. Mike Richards just walked into the building. Mikey, can you get a scent of parsley, garlic, and all that kind of stuff? Okay, we'll give Mike one tester. We'll give him a test of Michael. Steve got 4 out of 5, right?
Right.
I want you to taste that and tell me what it is. By the way, it's all edible.
I have a clue.
No, it's here. Taste it with your hand. Hold on a second. I'll give him the wrong one. I don't want to. I was trying to poison him. here you are. Take it yourself. And bite it and tell me what do you think it is? What herb would you say that is? Now, Steve got 4 out of 5. How would you... Come on, he's not a herb.
Don't know
that.
So no, but Mike doesn't like chives.
Chives. Okay, Kieran. But, by the way, Kieran Burke is our gardener on the programme every Friday. His site is Kieran, C-A-I-R-A-N, with a C, kieranburke.ie, and that's updated every week there, so you'll find loads of information there. And check it out, kieranburke.ie. And thanks for Kieran for joining us on the programme. We put this podcast up on the Facebook page a wee bit later on today. Thank you so much.